Yes. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Let us start our prayer meeting with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for good day that you have given to us. It is a good time for us to start with you, to hear your word. We pray that you come upon us and stay together with us in this holy place. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, how many of you feel boring, sleepy, and no enthusiasm in reading Bible at the first time you come as a believer, or till today you still feel boring, sleepy, and no enthusiasm, especially when we read like some difficult book like Leviticus or another book like the Book of Numbers or something like that. Of course, don't be feel so guilty. Similar with me, the first year become a believer is so boring when read the Bible, sleepy, but very enthusiasm when we spend time to read other book or to watch movie or to play our handphone, chatting with other people rather open the Bible from our mobile phone. Yeah, but I want to tell you that's a long time ago, not today. Because today I want to say something to you that make you feel, oh yeah, I want to read more and more. And this attitude come when we understand Psalm 119, verse 17 to 24. Let us open Psalm 119, verse 17 to 24. Verse 17, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinance at all time. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed who wander from your commandment. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimony. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates of your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselor. Brothers and sisters, the first part, Psalm 119 talk about the importance of the word. The second part, we need to learn from young age. And then the third part, I see that this what I say, the attitude of the learner. The attitude of the learner. If we have this kind of attitude, then I believe that we will delight, we will always come approach, and we will spend the Bible more and more. I know one sister, she was around 80 years old, and I see and I heard from other people because she already retired, then there is no more important in her life, rather sitting and then reading the Bible. So she digests and digests the word of God. Like I tell you, if you chewy Bible gum, the more you chew it, you will find at one time no taste. But different with the Bible, the more you chew it, the more you digest, and the more spiritual nutrition that come to your life. That's why really important for us, we need to love the Bible. Because why? Number one, verse 17. Some said, Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word, that I may live. That means without the word, I cannot live. Of course, brothers and sisters, today we still live. But the problem is, do we live according God's will or not? If we want to live according God's will, then we need direction. We need the word of God. No wonder, brothers and sisters, in the book Deuteronomy chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said, man live not by bread alone, but by the word of God. Really, the word of God make us live according God's will. Today, we need to remember, we live for God because our life comes from Him. That's why we need to live for Him. Live for Him means live according the words. That's the first reason why we need to know and read the Bible. This is number one. Number two, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. The function of eyes is to see, to watch everything. Then I want to let you know that our happiness comes from the eyes. It doesn't mean blind people not happy, but mostly our happiness comes from our life. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, we can see because of the eyes, Eve and Adam fall onto sin. No wonder this verse has been preached by PSM a few weeks ago. Job chapter 31, verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I guess at a virgin? I have made a covenant with my eyes. Yeah, I have made a covenant. Job make a covenant with his eyes. He want to control his eyes. Now, brothers and sisters, Psalm told us, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful thing from your law. Using your eyes to see wonderful things from your law. Regarding the Bible, if we use our eyes to see the Bible, then we will get a lot of things that very important and make our life happy. This is number two. Number three, I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandment from me. Brothers and sisters, what is the most important thing that aliens need when he come in one place? The most important is direction. The most important is direction. When I first came to Hong Kong, what I need direction. How to go from Kennedyton to SP. The first time PSM invite us one family to do interview, and then SP put us on Ramada Hotel. And then every time when we want to go from Ramada Hotel to SP, we always count how many stop from Teng Teng. 1, 2, 3, 4. At that time, we are not familiar with app. Till today, I still not familiar with the app. Even I open the app, I still cannot find. That's why I always prepare one day before if I go to a new place. So, direction. Yeah, direction. I serve domestic helper who came from Indonesia. What they need, brothers and sisters, they need direction. Yeah, they need direction. Our spiritual direction come from the Word. We need direction. That's why we need to read the Bible. This number three. Number four. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinance at all times. What does mean longing? In my life, I have experienced two times of longing. The first time, 2004, when I was studying in Singapore for 4 months. And then The second time, the first time after signed the contract, I stay in Hong Kong for 6 months without my family. The first time, 2004, my daughter also longing for me. That's why every night before I call her, she cannot sleep. So Cardia always wait my call. And then after call, talk for 1 minute, 2 minutes, and she always say, "Papa, kiss me." Then I need to kiss her from the phone call. Choop! And then she go to sleep. That's longing. Longing means you cannot feel satisfied before you get it. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, our satisfied come from God. That's why we need go to the Bible. Every time we go to the Bible, then God will fulfill our longing. I serve many years, and I see many people come to the church. They come to the church is a good point, but the wrong point is they want to see other people. They do not find or do not try to find God. No wonder after 3 months and they feel, "Oh, I'm not comfortable in this place. This place is not accept me. The pastor talk not fit my heart. And then all the leader not love me, blah, 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 blah." And she feel something miss in her heart and left the church. I say, this is wrong, brothers and sisters. If you put the word in your heart, then all longing will go away. Because the only thing that can make you satisfied is the word of God. So, come to God with this kind of attitude, hunger for the word of God. Number 5, 21. You rebuke the arrogant, the coarse, who wander from your commandments. You rebuke the arrogant, the coarse. In opposite, I can say that you will bless the people who humble themselves and follow the commandment. Yeah, follow the commandment. Just if you want get blessing from God, it's easy. Follow the commandment. Follow the instruction. Yeah, follow the instruction. Some domestic helper always say, "I get a notice from my employer. What's the problem? What's the problem? I do my work the best, but she still not satisfied. Do you follow the instruction or you follow your experience?" Then she said, "I follow my experience." Then I said, "That's your problem." Yeah, that's your problem. If you want to stay long and get point from the employer, just follow what they said, because that's the reason they hire you. So easy, just follow. That's why the good word for you is, "Yes, sir. Yes, madam. Yes, sir. Yes, madam." And then I need to train them to say, "Yes, sir. Yes, madam. Hiya, tai tai. Hiya, sin sang." Yeah. Don't go to other words. Just say yes. Brothers and sisters, if you want to get blessing from God, just say yes. 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 This few months, I just say yes in many things when I use my money. When I feel that I need to help someone, then I just say, "Yes, God. Yes, God." Even I need to take out my saving to do that. But so wonderful, brothers and sisters, when I say yes, 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 and God at another way put another blessing, no wonder today my account have more zero than before. So just say yes. Just say yes. Yeah. That's number six. Yeah. Number seven. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimony. I remember this verse connecting with John chapter 18, verse 23. This is what Jesus said. John 18, 23. Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify of the wrong. But if I rightly, why do you strike me?" So I see there is a connection with this verse and John 18:23. What I mean is our power from reproach and contempt is our testimony. Yeah, if we have good testimony, no one can contempt us. No wonder Jesus said, "If I have wrong, show me. If I am right, why you slap me? Why you hit me?" Brothers and sisters, today we need this kind of power, the power that comes from our testimony. And the Bible said, the power that comes from testimony is when you observe God's testimony, learn the Bible, that can change your habit, your style, your life, so that no wonder day by day your spiritual journey is not only to know Him but to be like Him. The last thing, even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditate on your statutes. Brothers and sisters, even though princes sit talk against me, that means behind you there are a group of people. They are planning something bad to you. Yeah, they blow issue, they blow gossip to you, they send something that make you fear. But thanks God, the writer said, your servant meditates on your statute. That means this thing cannot take out his joy, his peace. Why? Because he meditates the word of God. The word of God make the reader feel peace and joy. Yeah, brothers and sisters, I remember the story of David when Saul catching him. Yeah, Saul is about to catch him, but then Saul feels something wrong with his stomach, and then Saul entered the cave. But Saul didn't enter too deep. Saul just entered maybe 2-3 meters on the cave. And then after that, Saul sit down and then take out everything from his stomach. But David still inside of the cave. David no feel fear. Why, brothers and sisters? Because David remember the word of God. The word of God make us feel a peace and joy. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, it's very important for us to remember the word of God. No wonder, brothers and sisters, finally, the writer said, your testimony also are my delights. They are my counselor. With this kind of attitude, I believe the writer is not only the Bible reader, but also the Bible learner. The writer spend time for read and for learn the Bible, and then because the writer know the benefit of the Bible. I hope, I pray that we all know the benefit to read and to learn the Bible, because there are no simple way, there are no quick way in building our spiritual. The only way is to learn and to read and to learn the Bible, which is already given to us. So after this message, I hope that all of us love our Bible. Yeah, love our Bible. Yeah. Not only love our mobile phone, but love our Bible that we put in our mobile phone. May God bless us. Thaddeus will lead us in worship this morning.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storms may come, I am holding on, and to the rock I cling. How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I'm loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storms may come, I am holding on, and to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? Can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I'm loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. Singing your praise, how can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I'm loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I know I'm loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Brothers and sisters, Bible is our spiritual manual. Yeah. This morning, I want you to remember one verse that really make you happy, make you peace and joy. Yeah. If you couldn't find that verse, then you can come to me. I can show you many verses that make you feel joy and peace. Because in the Bible, there is an answer for your problem, for your spiritual need, for your spiritual direction. Always come with humble heart. Then you can find something sweet that make your soul delight. Father, thank you for giving us such a complete spiritual manual. But not only spiritual manual, but from the Bible, we can feel that we stay close with you, Father. That's why when we read the Bible, we are not only trying to find something that we need, but more of that, when we read the Bible, we can feel a close fellowship with you, Father. That's why, starting today, we really want to put first thing in our life, read and learn Bible, use the Bible as a tool to build up our relationship with you. Thank you, Father. Please bless us, give us understanding, so we really live from and by the Bible. We pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. We go to a community prayer. We pray for a group of people who have cancer and running chemotherapy or radiation therapy. We pray that God will take out all the cancer in their body. Let's pray together. Also pray for a community in sick and also need salvation. We pray that God will open their heart and Holy Spirit will lead them to know Jesus. Let's pray together. also pray for community in infirmities condition. Yeah, there are some weakness in their body. We pray that God also take out and change the new part and then give a perfectly healing for their body. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are searching new job. We pray that God will lead them to find the best one. Brothers and sisters, let us go and pray for mission in China. We pray for SB Beijing, SB Shanghai. We pray for Pastor Henshu, Pastor Ricky, and all missionaries that we support in prayer. We pray that God always lead them in doing ministry, in sharing gospel. Let's pray together. Also pray for board, pray for PSM, PNET, and all board members. We pray that God bless them, especially in leading SP, grow more and more, become a church that pleasing God. Let's pray together. Also pray for young adults fellowship, pray for men ministry, pray for women ministry. We pray that both ministry can cover spiritual need, fellowship among young adult people. Let's pray together. Always pray for SP 2.0. Yeah, we pray that God always extend the work of God among SP. We pray together. Also pray for house church activity tonight. There are house church in Blue Pool, Fortress, Lido, and other place. We pray that God will lead every house church, and then using house church to build up fellowship, to build up a spiritual among our SP member. Finally, we pray for our city, Hong Kong. We pray that God, peace and joy come upon to this city. We know there are many people feel no joy and peace, especially young people. We pray that God love them and pour out His joy and peace for this city. Let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for good time we have fellowship with you. Once we left the church, we pray for your guidance, yeah, for your protection. Protect us from the evil one. Protect us from COVID-19. Protect us from doing nothing to you, Father. Thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand. We believe that God will go with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, have a good day. God bless you.